we have Barry, Peter, Amanda, Steve, and Michael online. Anyone I've missed? We received regrets from Arturo and Anthony. Let's check if other people are online. Leo, Fabian, Nicola, Mark, Aldo, Mark Newsom, Mark Carlisle just now, Simon Frechette, Ralph Hodgson, Elizabeth Loresco. Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi, Peter.
Got a bunch of people here. Barry, Amanda, Steve, Michael, yourself, and Peter.
I'll probably have to leave in about half an hour.
And we better get started. So I'll take notes. And Barry or Steve, please. Take the helm.
Barry on?
Yes. Barry.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Barry. You wanna run it this time for a change, just for fun?
I have a hard cutoff at 12:25. If people are happy with that, then I'll do my best.
Actually, I also have a cutoff, so that'd be fine with me.
Fantastic. Makes the meeting short.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So it's all yours, Barry.
Good. So I declare this meeting open, and the first item on the agenda is a post-mortem on the launch event. I don't have anything to say about what worked. I do have something to say about what needs to be improved. So does anyone else want to summarize what worked in a way which will be relevant for the rest of this talk?
Peter here. I did check with a few people randomly on what they thought. And the overall impression, I mean, I actually felt pretty bad because of all the fiasco and everything. But the feedback wasn't really that bad. I mean, they said everyone agreed it was a huge amount of energy behind this year's summit, much more so than previous years. And two, they even thought we were quite organized, despite the fact that we had a lot more to improve on that count. And I guess while I have the floor, I might as well say the infrastructure definitely needs to be improved. And it's unfortunate because we've been using sort of almost the same infrastructure for years, and it's the first time we run into that kind of problem. Maybe it was bad weather somewhere, maybe it's just bad luck. Your turn.
Look, anyone else have anything positive to say? I generally agree with what Peter said. I do think that this is a very promising, and I think it's going to be a very successful summit, just because I think to me it's very evident to so many people. Now, the one big thing where I think we need to improve is with regard to overlap between the tracks. So we have I'm interested particularly in the quality and content track. As far as I see it, the content track should focus much more on content and leave the delivery mechanisms and accreditation issues to the quality track. Not because I don't want them to do this work, but just because if we don't have a division of labor, then we'll end up repeating ourselves, as we did to some degree in the launch event yesterday. So I myself am also interested in content, as I think everyone knows, but I am willing to focus the quality track exclusively on the issues of accreditation, certification, quality control mechanisms, and strategies for bringing about high-quality, multi-site training team, leaving the content issues then to the content strat. And in return, I would request that the content people actually focus on the content strat and leave those other issues to the quality strat. Now, as I say, I don't really care one way or the other, but I think we do need to draw a line somewhere.
Okay.
To support that, I was just going to say, Peter, that if you, it's just a few lines down in the agenda where the discussions of, like, the emailing list happen, and I would say if we let everyone see all the email discussions by means of prefixes on the title, I think that could work very well, because then it avoids the risk of duplication going on in separate threads that aren't watching each other.
So, let me respond to Barry, or?
Before you do that, Barry, could you repeat those three or four words that you said the quality track will concentrate on, just for the notes?
Accreditation, certification, and bringing about successful multi-site training programs for oncology. How do we do that? How do we make it possible that people can study in Toronto and Trento and Toronto and get a degree or some kind of certificate when they probably don't want to spend their time traveling between different continents, that kind of question.
So could you repeat the last thing, bringing about the...
But high-quality multi-site training programs or training coordination. So that the product of an ontology training program in one place will be roughly comparable to the product in another place. Every real science has solved this problem sometimes centuries ago. We haven't even begun to start. And that's one of the reasons why we don't make progress, because we never ever sit down and decide what we're going to allow people to talk about when it comes to ontology kind of forums.
So you used the phrase delivery mechanisms earlier.
So, people
how to deliver.
For the voice meeting series, which are very interesting, but they have nothing to do with ontology in the sense that I think everyone on this call understands it. But people then say, oh, this is an interesting paper. We should accept this for the meeting, as if you would accept a paper about the geology of the Arctic Circle in a quantum physics conference, just because it's an interesting paper. If you do not have a good disciplinary self-understanding, you could write that down too.
meaning who?
We meaning the community. We're too tolerant. We're too curious, mentally curious. We're not sufficiently motivated towards creating the science of ontology.
So let
who have this self-understanding as a result of the education that they go through. Physicists know what it is to be a physicist because they've been trained to be a physicist.
Okay.
So I would argue, Barry, that you might have just wandered off your own topic.
I do that.
Okay, before the next person responses, could you refresh and then let's focus on the two or three lines below 254Q, 254Q.
Peter?
Yes. No problem. Yeah, we're just getting into the meat of things. But the one thing to note is we have a hard stop at 12:25 your time.
Okay, so let's go back to the agenda. My point is that we need to improve the degree to which the different tracks focus on their specific terms of reference. And if anyone has an objection to that, which specifically concerns the quality track, then they can, we can discuss that offline. But otherwise, I assume that this request is not really a problematic one.
So
I agree, Barry. And so what the content track will do, we'll focus on the complete kind of maximal set of content and let the quality people chop it up into various programs and different kinds of certifications.
Right.
But you should then feel free to consider issues like what particular part of the content can only sensibly be studied if other more basic parts of the content have already been studied. That kind of question, I think, is a content question.
But exactly, yeah. So the content track will deliver a complete set of topics with prerequisite dependencies, and then the nature of, well, what would belong in an undergraduate, what would belong in a master's, what would belong in a more professional one, that will be done by the quality, I think. So I kind of see that there's this big kind of chart of topics, I say, with dependencies, and then you guys will kind of divide it up.
Good.
I've got one question for you, Michael. Which is that would you imagine pointing to existing material, curricula, and courses? There's the kind of findings of the scan. Would you feel that's in your or their purview? To make linkages between what you're laying out is essentially an outline of syllabus and the actual material that's out there.
Theoretically, I would say it was sort of independent. Pragmatically, of course, it's going to be powered by our actual experiences. So it'll be things like, yes, this is an important topic because we've been covering it in your course. But I kind of saw it as being a little more independent. It's going to be difficult to separate the two, but I see it as it will be, the content track will be focusing on what needs to be done in an ontology kind of curriculum. Sort of what Barry was saying, like, just from the discipline's perspective, what needs to be, what are the necessary skills for an ontologist? And
sure, and I wasn't implying that the things that show up there because they already exist. It's quite the contrary. After you've come up with your what should be, it would be, I would think, of value to people to say, and by the way, here are three places where this particular piece is already being taught.
Right, so I guess that would be a question for the existing, I guess they are kind of doing that existing content. Yeah, so there'll be a lot of interaction between existing content and future content, I agree.
Yeah, okay, good. And the institution's teaching particular kinds of courses for particular kinds of items within the content chart should be listed, because we're going to have to decide where it might reasonably be attempted to create a working model of a good program.
Right.
Yeah. I'm imagining something like that. You could almost imagine a Wikipedia version of course notes or materials that one could, you know, select from in compiling your own class.
Yeah.
You know, an open domain, open source, if you like, material that is structured by means of what the content track is going to produce. And you could say, you know what, we could do a little class or a series of classes here, and you just pick an event, and then some slides that one could draw upon and everything.
I mean, the one gap then would be exams.
Yeah, I would say that that's for discussion in the quality track.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it would. But let's get back to the agenda. So are there any follow-ups, Peter?
I'm asking you. You should be asking everyone. I don't know. I guess the follow-up actually would be the session coming up in 2 weeks. Whatever follow-up we want to do could actually be rolled out in 2 days. No, 2 weeks, in 2 days. So if there is any, please announce it now from anyone on this call. Anything they want to communicate to the community or get input from the community, the session this Thursday would be the right time. Anyone?
Okay, I don't hear anything, so let's move on to the next item.
All right. Okay.
We have some organizational questions. I think we should jump to the, should we have a common distribution list for the Ontology Summit with annotated headers? And Peter's suggestion is yes, and I would agree with that. So I think that's true. We probably need content present, content future, quality present, quality future, I suppose. Does anyone disagree?
I strongly support the idea of annotating the titles and having one list. I would want to discuss what those prefixes are a little bit. But
yeah,
I think the idea is right.
Yeah, they should come as closely as possible to the ultimate terms that we decide on for the track.
Okay.
Right.
I agree, and I think that content quality perfection is, we're going to be clear enough, a lot of discussion will wander between current and future, and it could be that we actually ask for two prefixes, one for content quality profession and the other for, you know, present, future, mixed or something. Or we ask people to separate those.
That was a question.
It would be easier however we do it.
Let me sort of suggest that, to Barry, I think once people can identify whether it's a content discussion or quality discussion or professional context discussion, I think the champion should be, which would be relatively easy for the champions to pick out, whether whatever segment of that discussion is addressing the current or the future. I think to further prefix the discussion actually creates unnecessary segmentation.
So I think we should try an experiment with a list corresponding to the upper level track and you can see how it works. We may have to modify that in time, but let's start just with content quality. Did we decide on profession as the other track label?
We sort of had professional context.
Yeah.
At one point, and I was going back on Amanda's email, and I'm curious whether we still want to open that discussion or we are all very happy now.
I'm happy with the professional context.
Okay, all right, then.
I have one comment, which is, I still resonate myself to the word requirement. I think it's all about requirement. Because the problem with professional context, I think that brings the very same issue that the quality track is going to be discussing, which is a professional context for which you might have certification or licensing or whatever. But I thought that third track really, to me, means requirements gathering. What are we looking, what kind of skills do we need? We doing various things, industry, academia, whatever.
I agree with that, actually.
So I would argue, I just sent out an email response to Amanda's and Peter's mail of earlier last week suggesting we put the word requirements in there. But I haven't really given anyone a chance to react to that.
I am happy with the word requirements.
Really, we need to let Amanda weigh in here as well, I would think, for the people working, Amanda, Ralph, the people doing the requirements. Peter, you're doing the future requirements, if we want to call it that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I said something earlier, and I thought maybe you sounds like you haven't heard. I'm happy with requirements. I agree that I think a lot of what the track should be doing is. That's the point of providing the professional context, is just to see, what are we treating people for? So, I like that suggestion.
Okay. All right.
Anyone else? We'll have an
and I think here. It's more clear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and that would definitely be applicable to the present. On the future, do we want to look at it as the sort of future of the profession or the future requirements?
Well, again, I think you'd be surveying the future, coming up with the future profession partly in order to understand what the future requirements will be. that's the relevance of to the training question.
And in fact, I would say you can even argue, if you really want to get grand about it, it's the requirements of society in the future, if you want to get way out there, you know, which defines the professions that will be there. So it's built under the rubric of requirements, I'd say.
Okay. All right. So requirement or requirements? Plural.
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 All right. Okay.
I agree.
You've got it. And if you refresh,
annotate our email address, is that correct?
No, I can't annotate. People will have to self-disciplined to put that in. I mean, if I want to do that, I will start separating it into three sub-lists. Which I think would not.
Self-annotation. I misspoke. I didn't mean annotation after the fact. I meant as opposed to put them up.
Okay, so.
And it should be plural, right, Peter? You're going to make requirements plural?
All right, I'll make requirements plural. But repeat your last. I didn't quite get you on the last thing.
I didn't mean to imply this would be after the posting annotation. This would be by the poster who is going to take the discipline to attribute their subject line with one of those three words.
Okay, sure. And I assume one of you, either Barry or Steve, will make that announcement and sort of prompt people to do it, and I could sort of be the police and yell at people who doesn't.
Well, I guess we'll have to make multiple announcements before people get the idea, so we will all just feel free. If anyone posts without a header, then everyone should feel free to send correspondingly angry emails.
Okay, who's going to make the first announcement?
I think you should do that, Peter.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Peter, to announce the posting labels, and everyone should sort of nudge the participants.
In that announcement, you could essentially say, we're now open for business, here are the three categories, you know, and here are the labels for you.
All right.
Okay, so the next topic is a wiki. The spirit of my earlier remarks, I would like to request that we just have one wiki and that the contribution should be reviewed prior to posting, and that only serious contributions should be passed through, and that the filter should be Peter.
What do you mean by one wiki? I mean, we do have one wiki, but every year we have multiple pages to handle multiple things. So presumably,
okay. You say we can do both.
No. What I'm suggesting is, I mean, we can have a synthesis page that is maintained by the champions, and then we can have an input page, assuming some people would want to put it on a wiki rather than posting it to the mailing list.
And I think that's very your concern, which is the synthesis page is controlled by each of the champions. The other one is a little bit more free-for-all where it's not filtered, and then the champion can bring over the quality stuff that's consistent with a consistent picture into the synthesis page.
Okay, now, you will all remember the disasters that we've experienced in previous ontology summits because of email explosions. I would very much like to avoid a similar disaster this time. I think we have a good audience we don't want to lose a large fraction of that audience because they become bored with the gigantic quantity of emails that suddenly strike their email boxes.
I think this would be for the co-champions to regulate.
How do we regulate the amount of emails?
If we need to work with
people can pay attention to the wiki pages, though, those would be more, I think, easy to digest because it's not a rolling conversation going on there. It's a structure that's evolving.
I agree.
And we were looking at
if people are very, short on time, they pay attention, they can focus on the synthesis page first. There may be pointers back to particular discussions on the input, or they can look at everything that's coming in on the input.
Right. I think our failing last year was that we really had almost no action on the synthesis pages until right at the very end.
Not just last year, every year.
Two years ago, I wrote the synthesis page for our track, and I added stuff. The problem is nobody evolves reacting to it. And the only way of getting reaction to the colors of the synthesis page is to copy and paste stuff in an email and send it out in an email. That's the other thing. If people are looking at it, synthesis page is great, but it's not always easy to motivate people to, they react to stuff which lands in inbox because it landed in their inbox.
Right.
You go to the wiki page.
If the champions take it, click on the direct, insert suggestions into the email screen that discussions go to the community input wiki pages, I wonder if that might at least get people to the wiki and therefore more likely to contribute and to pay attention there.
Has anybody experienced having a discussion on the wiki page? Because, it's not clear how that would work out, because you usually can re-edit stuff. And if obviously two people disagree and they just edit each other's stuff, that's not going to be creative or productive.
You can edit a section only. So you can add...
I think the point is here, we're still going to have a discussion on this panel, but one of the big differences from last year is this year we're much more oriented towards creating artifacts, curricula and criteria for quality, etc. And last year it wasn't that way, really. We were discussing all kinds of possible projects. But this time we're actually trying to collaboratively construct a connected set of things. So I think if we can do a little social engineering and have discussion on email and constantly be referring to the artifact that is coming into view, if you like, the synthesis page, and there's a candidate position to the synthesis page on the companion wiki, along with discussion and free for all on the email, that could actually work especially for some number of us are constantly making cross-references,
you don't know what that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm the prerogative of the writer.
Yeah, especially also this year we are going to do a series of surveys, like online forms, which actually structures the input. Rather than having random inputs, we would have structured inputs, which I think would help a lot too.
I agree that the flash robotics for people who really are just barking to hear themselves bark, etc. But I do want to caution that we be a little bit careful about tone, because I do certainly know of ontologists and of both genders, by the way, who do not contribute to the ontolog forum or sessions simply because they feel that they're the term can get very adversarial when it's sort of the big boys arguing with each other and throwing tomatoes.
The white thing I have in mind is not...
And they're very...
They're not tolerant,
but they have a lot to add.
But I'm not suggesting that we humiliate people in public. I'm suggesting that we send letters to people behind the scenes pointing out that their posting was not relevant to the topic.
Yes.
And I can be tactful if I absolutely need to be.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, so I think we will learn by doing, as usual, but I think we should be very much bearing in mind the need to try and thwart email explosions as soon as they begin to present themselves.
Yeah, and I should emphasize that that responsibility will be on each co-champ, each of the champions to regulate their own threat.
That is actually part of limiting the explosions is part of
moderation.
Eliciting input from people who are not the same folks speaking up all the time. So those go together.
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on to the next item, which I take it, Peter, we may be able to deal with offline. So this is organizational questions from Galton Sanchez. Do you want to say something about that?
Almost everything I wanted to say I already typed in a suggestion. So maybe
okay.
You should ask other people.
So do you think that we need to look at your suggestions now, or can we do that later?
Your call.
No, your call. You know more than I do about what the importance of this particular item is in the larger framework.
I would suggest that we need it now because I myself am unclear on the responsibilities and mechanisms starting as soon as, 2 days from now. So.
Okay, so then who is going to talk to this? I guess it has to be you, Peter.
I actually just developed an internet access problem, so I'm not looking at the internet page, the wiki page. But if you prompt me, I probably remember what I put in.
All right, so I can talk to this. So there are eight. How do we get input from the participants? And I'm assuming that this refers to survey input. And the options are to pause during session break, or to have a regular online survey, or to do an RT Delphi questionnaire. I do not know what an RT Delphi questionnaire is, but it seems that other things being equal, I would prefer regular online surveys. I think we have enough problems with interruptions in the online sessions, and breaking the surveys in the middle sounds like a recipe for further problems. So
I believe I put those in as ands and not ors. So
I replace the ands with ors and jump from item 2 on the list, namely regular online surveys. I figure that we will get not a very high fraction of responses at the first try, but that we can try a few times until we get a decent representative.
But it sounds to me like the art. I don't know very much, but from what I Peter and Elizabeth explained, and I've read some of the material provided, it seems like the fidelity of the RT Delphi is much higher. That we're more likely because it does seem it evolves in a certain way, or it's open. It enables people to respond to the questions being asked with input that refines what questions are asked.
Has anyone else experienced with RT Delphi surveys?
I have a suggestion, which would be that I think this was made before and rejected, but I'll try it again anyway. We have a little practice RT Delphi survey for us, like maybe solicit our suggestions about how we think this should work so we can answer it and see how it works.
Good.
Fine.
We can set up a the first questionnaire, you go see how it works. If you like it, we go ahead with it. If not, we go check.
Sounds interesting.
Well, you can just survey us on how we should do the surveys, and then...
Much easier, honestly, it's way easier than the regular survey. For the exact reasons that Amanda mentioned, participants can come back anytime they want. They can see each other's answers, although they are anonymous, but they can see. So the answer is not related to link to who said it, but they can see. They can see the group's average if it's about a quantitative analysis or assessment, and they can comment even on that, not just influence the group's average by rating higher or lower their own, but also comment. So I see it as having way more possibility than the normal survey, because the respondent doesn't have to answer all the questions in one visit. They can come back and visit any time and re-edit their own answers or continue with the survey, answer to questions that they did not answer.
And what about the investment time from the point of view of the survey authors?
I assume a few people are already working on it. I mean, like Elizabeth and I have been working really hard, I mean, on trying to put that together. And I believe I asked this committee two meetings ago whether this is wanted before I would invite Elizabeth over. So I think it's probably not the best time to discuss whether we want it anymore, but how could we implement? I think.
All right, so let's try as an experiment and see what happens.
Right. And also the other one, I mean, like asking questions during the session is I don't know if you did click on my examples. It has been extremely effective on the Ontolog forum. I mean, if you ask a question to the attendees at the session, say, I'll pause for a couple of minutes, type in people you know who are offering training right now. Then someone will say Sam Spear, and others will say Top Quadrant, and someone will say Manchester is teaching a course, and so on. And maybe within a couple of minutes, we've already harvested a lot of knowledge out of the participants.
Okay, that means that you, Peter, will have an extra management task to realize during the course of these events. If you're willing to...
I mean, just one event. I mean, it's just one event in the one that's coming up in 2 days. Because past this one, we're not surveying. I mean, we might still have the online form survey, but past this surveying the landscape session, we will be going into particular track sessions, and it will take on a totally different form.
Yeah, so I won't be there in 2 days, unfortunately, so I will just stay quiet.
At least, I mean, that's what I originally envisaged.
If this work, and if you think it's a good experiment, then I'm not going to object.
Mm-hmm. I would also give it a try.
Given the sort of the come and go nature of the summit community, it's also people may sort of partially contribute, you know, in one form, and then, you know, tell two friends who come into the summit as participants at that point, and their ability to go back and contribute to the survey would, I think, be very valuable.
Good. All right. So is there any further action we need on that item?
Let me check back on the earlier disposition. Do we still go with a synthesis page that is sort of restricted editing and then a community input page on the same track, or do we want to just have the synthesis page without the community input page? I don't think we had a disposition from this group here.
So
I would suggest we try it with the community input page and see if that reduces the email traffic. And we will just know after this year whether that's a good idea or not. I think we just give it a shot.
Give it a shot, and we can hopefully encourage behavior where people put their initials or something next to the paragraph they might have inserted or something.
Actually, that's a good point. Is login required for editing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can signing be required or automated, rather?
Well, you can use revision history to find out if you put in a paragraph, but it's not obvious when you're reading the page.
There are some wikis that allow the wiki owner to turn on a mechanism that for a particular page it will...
Not this one.
For you.
Not this one, but I mean, we could sort of administratively tell people to sign their inputs at the end of the paragraph. I mean, and if we set the examples right, I mean, then people would just continue.
Yeah, good. Manual for this, maybe. Yeah. Okay, then. Do we need to say anything more about the Thursday panel session?
Yes, definitely.
So, go ahead, Peter.
Okay, I want to find out who's going to chair the session, who is speaking, and what is being prepared now, and what will be prepared by then. I have created a sort of pertinent questions page and collected all the questions that were posed in the slide decks from last Thursday, and then I also posted the sort of questionnaire form set of questions from Arturo and Anthony. Elizabeth and I are preparing, we have like the list of questions for the normal survey form, and then we still need to develop a set of developments, which are like statements, futuristic statements that we want to drop out of these questions and then run by the rest of the committee maybe between now and Thursday. So I know Arturo and Anthony is doing something. Whether or not they will have the survey form ready by Thursday, we'll find out. Elizabeth and I will definitely work with them offline. What I want to find out from Amanda and Ralph is, are you guys doing something?
I've been working on questions, but not in any particular form.
Okay.
And so that's part of what I wasn't entirely clear on is what I should be doing, how I should be directing that.
Right. There are several ways we could handle this. My suggestion on the approach is that if you read below 25AA, then we have a sort of single interface for respondents. First of all, we profile the respondents, identify whether they are sort of responding with a market hat on or with an educator hat on or as a sort of ontologist, aspiring ontologist hat on. And based on that, we send them to different segments of the questionnaire. I mean, the same person can go back three times to wear all different hats and tackle all our questions. But at least, presumably, if they respond, they will at least go through one track.
So that's
the approach. The second thing is, I believe Arturo has already has in mind and a tool to do the normal online survey. I talked to him before. So there's one way we could, is to convince him that we'll just throw you a whole bunch of questions in prose and he puts that onto a survey form. I don't have an agreement with him that he would do it, but it's possible. That's one possibility. The other is the RTDelphi actually has similar tools that maybe Elizabeth can be convinced to help us put sort of questions in prose into that online form as well. That's the second alternative. But essentially, I want to identify who are the players to work on the questionnaires between now and Thursday. And of course, I need to know from Amanda, and then I need to know from Michael and Barry, since you represent the other tracks as well.
I will do what I can between now and Thursday, but I will be out of action all day on Thursday.
Mm.
And it's not clear that the survey is going to be relevant for the future quality track in any case.
Maybe, maybe you don't have, you don't need a survey, yeah. Oh, Fabian, sorry.
I'm not sure. Are we talking now about having a Delphi and a survey independent from each other?
They are fairly independent, but they will reach the respondent in a sort of coherent GUI.
Okay, because, well, I'm not clear which part of the question go in which bucket. Maybe that's because I don't know enough about the difference. But Barry sent you an email, I think, last week in preparation for the Thursday's meeting, where he had a section on this lieutenant, or what's the name? The
question.
There were three questions.
Mm-hmm.
Questions for you asked for them. Were these for the Delphi or for the regular survey?
It could be. It definitely would not be for the Delphi, because the Delphi actually does not ask questions. The Delphi would list a development or would just make a statement and then ask people to consider that statement. For example, the statement is, we'll have a department in the university for ontology. And then the respondent could say this will happen in 5 years, or this will happen in 5 years with a certain probability. So all the questions will either be translated into statements that people would qualify, or they would be like normal survey questions. It depends. But the pertinent questions that originally came weren't for the survey as much as it is for sort of the goal and approach. The last time I was asking that was, I mean, if we were to answer a few questions, I mean, I hope that a few questions get answered through the summit, what would those questions be? So those are more like the overarching goals and purpose of the summit, but they definitely could be reduced.
I misunderstood the role for these questions, because the questions that we sent you, or Barry sent you, were actually intended to be answered either, I don't know what the more appropriate form would be, either through a survey or Delphi.
Okay, that sounds fine. Then we could group them into the survey of Delphi, definitely. Because, I mean, as I explained, I guess, at the last meeting, the survey and the Delphi process is not a track on its own as much as it's a sort of cross-cutting service that is supposed to provide service to all the other tracks, assuming they need community input. I mean, there are things that champions need community input on, and there are things that you don't need community inputs on. So whatever you need, you want, wherever you want community input, one of the best ways to get them is to stick them in as a question or as a statement in the survey or the Delphi. Yep.
Steve, I have one quick question. Is your Thursday's panel, is it intended to actually be a real-time survey experience, or is it just talking about how we're going to go about doing your survey?
I guess that would heavily depend on how prepared we are. if we are very organized, and if ideally we will have like the survey form already online, and we just announce on one slide that go to this URL and answer, and then the Delphi would branch off from there, and so on and so forth. The worst case is we don't really have our act together, and then we'll play it by ear. We'll probably maybe try to get some more responses through, let's say, the real-time chat inputs, and maybe get some input to help us do a better survey.
Okay. Something that I see.
Even I have to leave in 2 minutes. Does someone want to take over when we leave, or do we want to declare this meeting about to be closed?
One key thing is for them to the involvees of the survey to resolve. Maybe they can do it offline, you think?
No, I would suggest, I mean, those who could stay behind, and then we really seriously talk about what we can do and need to do between now and Thursday.
Good. So I'm going to hand over the reins to Peter.
Okay, but can you answer one question? Who is going to chair the Thursday session?
But not me, because I won't be there.
All right.
So, I mean, I'm available, but I sort of thought the champions of the track would be chairing it. I mean, I'm happy to introduce things, but it's all about the survey, the, you know, requirements gathering, right?
Depending on how you use the word requirements, as requirements as in the track name, or requirements as in requirements for the survey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing this as pretty much in the context of the third track. Am I correct in that?
No, this is, I mean, each track will have their own session. So this is more like the support service for the whole track.
I'm seeing it as gathering. I mean, the survey is going to gather information, not about just what the, you know, the requirements people have when as a working ontologist in the professional context, but also what is the content of training that's out there? What is the delivery mechanism of training out there? So it's, you know, those would all be part of the content. That part of the landscape and possibilities.
Okay, well, I'm happy to open the meeting. My only constraint is that 1 hour into the meeting, I've got to get in a car. So I'll be then switching to my cell phone, and that would be awkward, I think, if I were trying to chair it for the latter part of the meeting. So if someone would pinch it with me a little bit, I'm happy to start it if that's needed.
Okay, let's assume you're one of the co-chairs. Then we need another co-chair.
Amanda, you want to co-chair?
I can do it, sure. I mean,
okay.
All right.
Let's do that then.
Okay, sounds great. All right, so...
I have to run at this point as well, so I'm going to have to sign off, but I'll watch the email.
Okay. So if you people would allow me to take over, then let's discuss what we can do between now and Thursday. Based on the discussion up to now, I assume, can I sort of safely assume each track could still come up with their questions, but except for Arturo and Elizabeth and myself, probably no one else wants to develop the online forms. Is that a good assumption?
Don't have enough sense of what that involves. That's different than typing into
SurveyMonkey or something.
Anything.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not really sure what. Unless, if I now say yes, I would like to add something, I'm not sure what would the nature of what I have to deliver until Thursday is. So I just resent the three questions, and I think Barry didn't send it to the whole list.
Oh, fantastic.
And technique. I don't know whether they are useful. So if you think you want to include them in the question, this as one of the questions, then that's fine. If you need something else, I need to get a better understanding of what you expect.
Okay, so first of all, I created this page called Pertinent Questions or something. Can you click onto that? And I apologize, I didn't capture the three questions because, I was sort of going back onto the whole list and all the content, and if it wasn't on the web or in the archive, I missed it. I mean, now you remind me that Barry did send me something. So my apologies. I would get that back onto the page after this call. So one thing.
How do I find the page?
Yeah, it's under 257B. So if you open another. Got it yet?
Well, Fabian, looking at that, can I make a meta suggestion?
Please. Okay.
Which is just suggesting meta questions, which are not in actually the pertinent questions that you've got or the profiling, but I think we should ask people who else we should survey. who else should we ask their opinion about this?
I mean, that's definitely one good thing to ask in sort of like an open discussion. Give people 2 minutes to type in.
Yeah.
That would be nice, yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to see at 257B, but I don't see what. Are you sure that that's 257B?
Did I say 257? Hang on. 257D. D is Denmark. So this, I mean, it's probably not a lot that is new, but it's a compilation of most of the stuff that has been going on. I'm adding. One approach is to just take all these plus the three questions that Fabian just sent over and make a survey form and an RTDelphi prototype out of it and then start running that by everyone to get reactions on which questions should be restated or which questions should come off or which questions should be added and so on and so forth.
I definitely, my questions as I have them in the air, I think they pretty much all need reframing. They're stated here as sort of the mission, questions of the mission of the track to answer versus something you would ask an individual. So I've been working on that, sort of fleshing that out and reframing them, I will try and finish that up today.
All right, great. So keep doing that, and I guess, Michael, you think between you and Leo, you have questions, additional questions other than those already posted? Michael Gringer, still there? You may be on mute. No? Okay. Don't hear Michael yet. Michael's not there. So let's say we, between Arturo and Anthony, I don't know about Anthony's involvement, but he definitely contributed to the questions that Arturo has already put together. I think they are almost good to sort of transform that into an online survey. So shall we, meaning Arturo, Elizabeth, Amanda, Fabian, and I, possibly Anthony also, just try to keep a very tight communication loop within the next couple of days, and try to get as far as we can go by Thursday morning, and then roll that out on Thursday.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So, let me ask Michael. Michael, are you still online? Maybe he has already signed off. So, but whatever we do, we'll throw into the organizing committee mailing list anyway. So, and solicit other inputs. But especially between the four or five of us, let's sort of do some intensive work and get that going. So, Elizabeth, you have further suggestions, comments?
It should only be clear that there is a difference between the open-ended questionnaire that probably Arturo and Barry and so are looking responses to, and the FC, which is more on assessing statements already made. And the open-ended questionnaire would be what was referred to as a regular survey. So we ask people, and they are ready. They are able to write essays as long as they want,
mm-hmm.
on the quantity and quality of whatever is related to oncology and pathology. And then the FPD is more pointed to what for certain sectors.
Yeah, and future trends. I also see some of the future questions to be on a normal survey. So not all the future related questions are on the real-time Delphi. Some of those future related things might still show up on a regular survey. At least.
I think the three questions that I sent you, that I just sent out, are already phrased in a way that it is not an open-ended question, but rather that we give alternative values that some people can choose from.
Fantastic.
Well, except for the last question where I didn't know what the good answer was, but I hope Amanda has some insight, because that was actually her question.
So let me take a look. I want to capture that anyway. So Elizabeth, you're okay with some of the future survey being on a normal survey form rather than
absolutely, sure. And then we do the compilation.
Mm.
And probably that's the best way also. And I think I already suggested you that the way I see it is that people get to one page and encourage first to respond to the normal survey, because that puts them in a kind of a mindset to think over the qualitative and quantitative aspects. And after they submitted that survey, to get into the RPG, which is more pointed.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And it should be made clear that they can come back to the RPG any way they want, any time they want. While the normal surveys don't really let you recover your previous answers and edit them, and as far as I know, they don't let you see the group's answer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's more, this is it. You answered, you are done. While the RPG, they can't come. Now, one possibility would be if there is interest, continue and have even the open-ended one as a collaboration, then we can set up an FTD for that too, except it doesn't list development, but it lists the question and then points to a page where the respondent can introduce their text answer and comment on someone else's answer. It's not as the wiki, because you don't edit someone's answer.
I missed the last part. You said someone can, what answer, the sixth answer, or?
They can comment on someone else's answer, because they can see.
Someone's, what answer? I missed that word.
Someone else.
Oh, someone else's answer. Oh, okay.
Because in the normal survey, they cannot see what other people have already answered.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a lot of overlap, or they see just in the end report that they might not agree with what someone else has said. And it's not as a blog either. I mean, it's not a blog, and we don't encourage people to use it as a blog. But it does allow people to see what was already said.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the Delphi, yeah.
Yes, and that's the beauty of the RPG compared to the normal survey, to the normal Delphi, where you have no idea what other people answered, and you don't have access to the text until the survey is finished, and then it's late, and they begin bombarding the administrator of the survey with, oh, you have this and this in, we don't agree. Well, to that was said by someone else, and now the only thing you can do is to comment on it. Well, in the FTD, they can comment in real time. It's more interactive a little bit than other Delphi surveys. So my point was that even the normal survey can be set up as a kind of more interactive, more FTD. But that's just if the group considers. So if they prefer that each person responds independently and has no idea what the others have said, then fine.
Well, for me, that seems like a very good way of shaping the discussion, because just by the fact that it was all always linked to a question, it forces people to stay on topic, right? And so that would be very helpful. The challenging thing, of course, would be to come up with questions which are so good that cover the that they can use them to structure paid for refunds, and that's probably hard to do.
Right. That's the part that we will have to refine within a day or so. So we have to refine the questions and the statements and what the future is that these people call the developments very quickly.
Well, I would think that we should at least enable that option that people can comment on it and see whether that, at least in the first, you know, when people answer the service, so I assume that they will go through the Delphi more in the beginning of the longer the several month period than in the end. So maybe in the beginning at least that will help to shape that is pleasant, and that can be useful.
Mm.
I think you should give it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, and then by the end of, before we go into the Thursday session, I believe we should have three different things. One is the sort of real-time questions that we want to ask the crowd during that session. So then it could not be a lot, but they should be very pertinent ones, like, I mean, who else should we be asking, or who else, who do you know are running courses, and do you have a link to them, or something like that, a set of those. And then we should know or the status of a questionnaire that we're going to deliver to them. And if we already have that, then of course we explain how people should respond. If not, at least we give them an overview or a glimpse of what it would be, and promise them that this will be rolled out within, let's say, the next 2 weeks or something like that. Does that sound okay?
That was two. What's the third?
Yeah,
three, I think.
Yeah, okay. It's actually that the second thing would be two or three, meaning that the normal survey and the real time Delphi.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh.
Sounds good. All right, so there we go, and if. Anything else?
I have a request. Are you going to put the audio of the last meeting online? Because I was personally, I had a pre-existing appointment that I
couldn't. I definitely will eventually, but I mean, I attempted to do it, and because there's so much editing work, because, I mean, it's really messy. I mean, you do this a lot. I mean, it was a really messy session. So normally, I mean, a two-hour session would take me about 8 hours. I mean, this thing would probably take me like 15 hours to edit. So I have not had a chance to do it yet, I mean, honestly.
Okay.
And
I didn't realize that I didn't realize what I was asking for. I didn't know that.
No, nobody realizes it unless you were there. I mean, it was total mess. But it will be there. My priority actually is to get the questionnaires out first before I sort of go back to that audio. So that would be it. I can post the unedited version of it. I mean, it's going to be quite messy. If you don't mind, you can listen to those.
Sure.
All right. I will. As I posted a sort of a raw version of the chat transcript, I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that, but the chat transcript alone doesn't give you very good.
Right. I like that one. I'll post a sort of work in progress, rather raw version of the audio.
Okay.
And at least you can key off from there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything else? If not,
for who is being worked and by when? So when do we get the questions from Arturo, Amanda, and the others?
Arturo has all his questions already. The first thing I would need to do is to contact him and interest him to do everybody else's survey.
Okay.
And presumably we have everybody else's also, because we are just doing a prototype and we will base it on whatever questions they were posing as their pertinent questions.
I'm reframing my pertinent questions and to be more what you'd ask an individual and extending them somewhat, and I will have that to you by the end of the day.
All right, that sounds good. I would need to find out how soon I can get in touch with Arturo. And then between Elizabeth and myself, we still have to develop the developments.
No, Amanda, could I ask you to also just add three or four or a list of the things that you look at when you hire people, what kind of accreditation you're looking for? Yes, thanks.
It fits in very well with questions, so.
Okay. Amanda will send in an updated set of questions. Peter to post in an unedited version of the December 10 audio. Right? I guess that's it. It's one thing we didn't talk about. I guess we'll have to do it over the email list, and that would be when do we meet next. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.